According to a release, Carnett began near the back of the nine-woman field for the two-lap, eight-meter run at the 2014 NCAA Division II Track and Field Championships in Michigan. As the race neared its second lap, Carnett navigated her way towards the front of the pack, but was unable to pull out a win. She finished in second place. Still, Carnett says she has no regrets.
It's just been an incredible journey these 5 years. So, you know, I'm excited to be done because it's, you know, it's stressful. You know, you're always expected to do well, but I'm excited and sad and happy.
Shawnee Carnett came to Concord from a small town in Virginia where she was named to the All-State track and field team. But Carnett says that barely happened and she wasn't really a big deal.
You always see those athletes that are really awesome and you want to be like them, but I never thought like in two semesters here that I would get All-American, and it's just been amazing.
By finishing in the top eight in the 800-meter outdoor race, Carnett earned the honor of being named as a member of the first team All-American. As a mid-distance runner, Carnett's track and field sport is based on times, and Carnett had to overcome a few poorly timed stumbling blocks during her collegiate career at Concord. Yeah, it might seem like the six-time All-American, two-time national 800-meter champion hasn't had issues beating the clock, but behind the scenes, time wasn't always on her side. In 2009, Carnett was battling mononucleosis, an illness that can leave you feeling tired and weak for weeks or months. But then in 2010, Carnett was part of the first Concord women's cross-country team to win a championship. Then in 2011, Carnett went on to win the national title for the indoor 800 meter. But then she had to sit out to battle an injury in 2012.
You win something that big and you get so excited and you're like, I'm going to work really, really hard. And, you know, I probably worked too hard and I did too much and I got injured. And I remember crying like when I didn't make national.
In 2013, she battled a stomach virus as she claimed All-American honors with sixth place in the indoor 800. Then, just a few months ago, she claimed her second national championship in that same event.
I remember crying like maybe every day like those weeks, you know, but coach like kept believing in me and kept believing in me. And I went to indoor nationals and I got a stomach virus. I remember thinking, you know, oh no, it happened again, but coach kept believing in me and kept believing in me.
Carnett gives a lot of credit to head coach Michael Cox, who never let her quit.
Coach is just, he's a really awesome coach. Just, I'm going to miss him a lot because, you know, he made me into the runner that I am, a national champion, and the workouts are awesome, and more importantly, he believes in me, which has been, I think, in the end, that's the biggest thing that's made me who I am.
You know, just relentless, you know, and perseverance. You know, we went through a lot of, you know, ups and downs, you know, with everything, but we just kept pushing, you know, and kept believing, because, I mean, I knew she had it in there.
Cox says Carnett kept a structured schedule and was a coach's dream.
She just wants to win, and she does everything the right way, you know, tries everything, you know, to be right, you know. I mean, she's an unbelievably great athlete, but just also just as equal, if not better, person.
From national championships to regular season meets, Carnett has had to defeat her competitors on their own turf. Concord University has not had a home track meet since her freshman year, 5 years ago. The rubberized track is in desperate need of repair, with large chunks of red rubber missing and easily flaking from the surface.
It's kind of sad, you know, because a lot of people have senior nights and stuff. We don't get to do anything like that. We don't get to have people come out here and watch. And there's our community here has been really great to me and really like watching me run, and they don't get to experience that because we don't have a track here. And you can't raise money, you know, you can't do a lot of things if you can't have a home track meet.
Running without the luxury of a smooth, rubberized track isn't anything new for Carnett. She says the facilities at Marion High School in Virginia weren't perfect either.
I think no matter what your obstacles are, as long as you work hard, you can make it work.
Under new leadership, interim president Dr. Kendra Baugus, Concord began raising funds to resurface the track this fall. It's not clear how much the new track will cost or when the university will reach that finish line. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jessica Lilly in Athens.